On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, everybody. I'm George Adair. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Today's a special show. We're going to talk about how the economic impact is trickling through the real estate markets and the lending markets. I'm going to just sort of jump right into it with federal rate cut kind of explanation. Michelle, we've heard a lot about the federal rate cut and how that's brought interest rates to zero. And basically, there's a big difference between the federal funds rate, which can change day to day, and mortgage rates.
Right.
So, I mean, mortgage rates like stay in place for 30 years. They're normally based on mortgage-backed securities, which have done very well. Very volatile right now, but they've done very well. And so they've brought mortgage rates towards historically low levels. It's got nothing to do with the federal funds rate. So the turmoil in the financial markets has caused mortgage rates to go up a little bit over the last week. We're still in the mid threes for your average 30-year fixed type loan. Despite the federal funds rate cut at zero, mortgage rates, folks, are not at zero. They're not even as good as they were 2 weeks ago. And there's a lot about that, and I'm going to unpackage that in a little bit.
Okay.
I do believe there's a big opportunity now, though, to use the low interest rates to consolidate debt, give people cash flow, payment relief. Your mortgage is your bank right now. That's the equity that you hold in your house. And people should be looking at that as a tool to bring down their cash flow expenses. Consumer debt, auto loans, student loans. While there will be some forbearance on some of those things in the short term,
you're still going to have to pay them.
You still got to pay them. Right. And it's really expensive interest rates when you compare it to a mortgage. So if you're interested in learning about how you can benefit from the low interest rate environment that we're in right now, you can call me, George Adair, at 707-583-8100. And I'll give you a consultation. That's 707-583-8100. You can use this to reduce the term of your loan for your mortgage. You could go into a 25-year fixed. So if you've already had your loan for a few years and you don't want to start over on your amortization, you can start into a 25-year loan. But you can use your health to reset your financial position. Did I say health? I meant use your home to reset your financial position. And I can help you with that as a local lender while interest rates are low. I do think they're going to be low for a while. And so that's my read. Again, go visit my website at georgeadair.com. Apply online. Let's position you to grab a low interest rate, but you've got to apply. I'm only paying attention to my clients that actually apply.
Right.
If you're just calling me for an interest rate, I don't have time. It's not that I don't appreciate the call. It's that I have triple the volume of loan business right now than we normally do. And a lot of it's falling apart as well. People are shopping. They're going elsewhere. They're canceling their purchases. There's a lot of sort of mayhem in my industry right now.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, George Adair's crushing it. What it is very busy time. Lots of chatter, lots of busyness, lots of cross communication. I will cater to my clients' needs when they participate in the process. You've got to participate in the process. If you're just calling me for a rate, you might as well just go online. Go find an internet lender. I'm not your guy. Just not. You've got to participate in the process with me. And then I'll give you the best consultation. I'll give you the best service. I'll give you incredible rates. But if you're just calling me for rates, not interested right now because we're too busy.
Yeah.
My clients that participate in the process, they'll get the best from me. And I'm here to give that to you. So if you want that, call 707-583-8100. 583-8100 will put you right into me. Confidential one-on-one consultation on the phone.
On the phone. Safe distance.
That's right. I've got a pro on the line with us, Allison Norman. Hi, Allison. How are you?
Good morning, George. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. So, of course, Allison Norman is our resident real estate expert here at KSRO with her own show that she hosts, the Real Estate Hour, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison Norman on Sundays. It's at 9 a.m. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, 9 to 10 a.m. We're on for a full hour every Sunday morning.
Yep. And I bet you got lots of content ready for the next show. And I really appreciate you coming on and practicing and trying out some of that content with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity. I think it is really important. And I think the two, you know, obviously tie together very, you know, we can't have one without the other. And I'm, you know, sitting here taking notes as to what you're talking about as well. I think it's all really relevant right now.
It's all really relevant right now, isn't it? We have people that are looking at this as an opportunity to improve their cash flow. But we also have some hard stops in play, don't we, Allison? I mean, we're seeing the real estate market has really changed in just the last couple of weeks. Tell us about highlights that you're seeing and how it's affecting your business and your industry.
Well, you know, I don't know. It's a little early, obviously, to see the whole picture. But for right now, we are seeing a few people take a step back and say, you know what, I'm going to pull it off the market. I don't want people, what's especially been happening is we no longer have our marketing meetings. They canceled those a couple weeks ago. And that's where we do a lot of business and a lot of, because a lot of real estate is agent to agent, just getting the information out amongst each other and advertising our product that way. So without those meetings, we're having to find different, more creative ways to stay in touch. Open houses, broker tours. There are still some agents doing open houses. Although I think now with that, with the new order that came through yesterday, we've all kind of taken a step back and said, you know, we're not going to do that. But I'm seeing houses come on the market. I mean, there are people that were in the process that have to sell. Real estate is one of those things that will, it's always going to be there. There's always somebody that has to sell. Somebody that, you know, has to move into the area. So it's not going to, you know, go away. It's just a different way of looking at it, a different way of marketing our properties. If we can't do open houses, we can't do broker tour, how else? We're looking at doing virtual tours and getting, you know, maybe putting an offer in subject to the person actually being able to get in there and look at it, you know, with an accepted contract rather than parading a bunch of people through the house. And maybe one person will put an offer in, you know, so there's different ways to do that. And that's something that's been around is, you know, for a long time with investors, you know, if there's a tenant, we put an offer in subject to them actually seeing the property, and that because they don't want, you know, the tenant to be, you know, bothered with a whole bunch of people walking through. So we're kind of having to call in some of that, you know, some of the things that we had maybe gotten away from, and looking at it more creatively, but there's houses selling. I mean, I have one closing today. Thank goodness there wasn't a one of the things I've been getting is a lot of calls and emails from people, my current clients. I have Korean escrow right now, and they're all going, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen? The recorder's office is open. I've talked to Diva Marie Proto. We are it's closed to the public, but it is open for recordings. The title company has recording set up, so escrow, title and escrow can move forward as it needs to. It's kind of up in the air. I think you're going to talk about appraisers. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, we'll dive deep into that in the next segment. So, but yeah, title's a big question people are having, right? And so far, Diva Proto, our county clerk, assessor, recorder, she holds a lot of posts. Yeah. She is reported.
Registrar of voters.
She's reported that Sonoma County will remain in the open status for e-closings. So they're staying open for e-closings, which most title companies participate in. People need to be aware that the title companies could close. And when the title companies close, I know Santa Clara has closed. So you can't record a transaction, right, Allison?
Without the recorders, without being able to physically sign you need documents that need to be notarized, and signed and then physically received, and that can be done electronically, the receiving of it, but to actually record it, it needs to be done rather, like you said, through an e-filing. I think they have some plans in place of what they can do. Diva talked about the possibility. I think it was her. May have been a title company I talked to, Fidelity.
Yeah.
But they are looking at the possibility of recording later. And there's
delayed recordings
that would have to be put in place. They are looking at ways. We're not going to come to a complete standstill.
No, we're not.
I don't think.
But we need to pause here real quick, Allison, and go to commercial break. Folks, we're streaming this live on Facebook as well, so appreciate it. You join us. Sorry for the audio problems I had there. I'm with Allison Norman. She's, of course, our resident real estate expert here with her own show on KSRN at 9 to 10 on Sundays. We're going to go to commercial break. We're going to be right back. I'm going to talk about appraisals. I'm going to talk about interest rates. I'm going to talk about the potential that a federal disaster mandate could actually stop all lending. You're going to want to hear all about this. Stick around. I'm George Adair. I'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, Sonoma County. This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. This is a great time for many homeowners to refinance and use your home's equity to pay off credit cards, complete home improvement projects, or just lower your payment with a new fixed-rate mortgage. Just visit georgiadair.com for a fast pre-approval. Then I'll provide a free phone or in-person consultation, reviewing your goals and potential savings. Cross Country offers amazing technology, incredible rates, and a local presence you can trust. Even more important, I have the experience and loan programs to help get your loan approved, even with challenging credit or income situations. We're a direct lender, and many of our clients close their refinance loan in as fast as 21 days. Some properties don't even require an appraisal. If you're ready for a great lending experience, then let's get started. Call me direct at 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadair.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and Georgia Dare, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Hey, thanks for joining us today live on KSRO. We do the show every Wednesday at noon. If you happen to miss any part of the show, you'll find it later at KSRO.com under the Ask the Expert series. We've got several of our past shows there, you can definitely go back and check it out. And I'm joined today by Allison Norman with Keller Williams, and also the show Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. I screwed that up, Allison. Can you just tell me what the name of your show is?
It is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right there on KSRO.
Of course, an homage to the great Mike Kelly, who left our world here within the last year or so.
Yeah, a little over a year ago.
Yeah, oh, a year now.
It was his show for, 20-some years. We never did figure out exactly how long, but yeah. I'm enjoying taking over and... it's sharing information with everybody.
You do a great job. You've been doing this a long time, and we are in sort of, I want to say, maybe potentially pre-crisis mode with regards to real estate, mortgage lending, whether or not we'll be able to close transactions. And so I wanted to have you on today because I think people need to get a calm right now that it's okay to keep practicing. I had a realtor call me today, a good friend of mine, Taylor Mason, say, hey, is it business as usual? Can we get into contract? It was a fair question, and the answer is yes, isn't it? We can still conduct business, can't we?
We can. It's interesting, just real quick, I'll say the California Association of Realtors came out very quickly with a new form that is now required with all transactions that puts in a 30-day, unless you adjust it, extension is necessary for any complications. And then there's a couple other, ways to get out of the transaction if need be.
And that's the protected
things happen.
Right, and that's the to protect the buyer and the seller. And the deposit. Contracts aren't necessarily about bad. They're about clarifying terms and finding ways for people to work through things. Yeah. And that's why you need a realtor too, folks. I mean, if you're doing a transaction without an expert like Allison Norman, you are in trouble. I mean, you really need to have an advocate on your side. I'm also not a proponent of dual agency. It's just not something I'd necessarily love unless you're a really good skilled realtor, which some of you are, of course, out there capable of doing that. No problem. That's great. But for me, I think it's great to also have someone in your corner looking out for your best interest. I don't want to corner you on that, but that's just my opinion. I do want to talk about appraisals, Allison. Appraisals are...
I would love to hear about appraisals.
Yeah.
That's the biggest concern right now.
So out of the Dodd-Frank Act, the SAFE Act actually put prohibitions on lenders engaging with appraisers, and we have panels of appraisers that have to go through the scrutiny to be on the panel. They have to be qualified. They can't be on any lender's blacklist. And the appraisers are independent. So that's how the appraisal market works today. But they are still supporting financial services. And so I spoke with an appraisal management company that we use. They're the company that assigns the order out to an appraiser who grabs the order and does the appraisal inspection and completes the report. They are still 100% in operation. I've talked to an appraiser, a colleague of mine, who says they are in support of financial services, so they're still doing appraisals.
That's how I read into it as well. mandate.
Sorry, I had to get some water. It's an industry standard that we require appraisals on most transactions. Now, what's interesting is we're starting to see more appraisal waivers at Cross Country Mortgage. So, you know, I'm not exactly sure how all lenders are handling it, but at Cross Country Mortgage, we're getting a lot of appraisal waivers for refinance transactions. And that's a really good thing, because right now the appraisers are completely backed up. We actually canceled an appraisal order. We got one on a purchase, an appraisal waiver on a purchase, and the appraiser was thankful we canceled it. They're just so busy, right? And so I think we're going to be in a good spot here for a while, where appraisers can still get into properties. So what's your perspective on accessing properties as a realtor and getting in and seeing them and open houses and stuff?
Yeah, I think, open houses, I mean, it's obviously up to the agent and their client,
right?
Whether they, and really more the client, but, you know, on both sides, we're putting ourselves into, you know, a bubble, I guess, where, you know, we're with another person that we could be, you know, spreading these germs. So it's really a personal choice. I'm seeing most agents, I think Keller Williams, our broker, put out a notice saying basically, you know, let's stop doing open houses. I don't think it was an order, but, you know, a suggestion. And it's really, you know, between all parties. And that goes with, you know, home inspections. I have one transaction right now where they're doing their inspections.
Mm-hmm.
We're continuing on. And when I read through the list of essential businesses, you know, I do think it fits in there. It's an essential business to complete a transaction that is a essential need, you know, something that has to, you know, happen, as just like the financial part of it that you talked about. So we're moving forward that way, at least I am, and that's how I'm reading into it. But it does come down to, and I think that's what the CAR document also covers, is the California Association of Realtors new addendum. What it covers is, you know, is it okay with you if all of this happens? And if somebody doesn't, if they're in a compromised position, they don't, you know, they're immune resistant or, you know, all of that, they can say, you know what, I don't want to do this, and there's a way to back out. And that's why I think we're seeing some people come off the market, but we're not seeing as many come off as I thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think we're able, I think we all fit into that umbrella of an essential service as part of a necessary step of a necessary transaction.
Yes, yes.
If that makes sense.
We do. I mean, I've got the Sonoma County Department of Health Services order in front of me, and it's pretty clear that we're essential. You know, it's actually a pretty, I think they did a good job identifying essential businesses and essential activities in this order. So, you know, I think it's a trying time that people need to be patient. What's happening in the stock market is not necessarily, in my opinion, reflective of what's happening in the current marketplace. The stock market is often filled with knee-jerk reactions, right? It's often filled with people that are buying and selling in quick movements on headline, you know, based on headlines. Our real estate market is paced out, right? It's based on trends, it's based on interest rates, it's based on demand and supply. And I think that people shouldn't equate what's happening when they see the little ticker on CNN or CNBC or Fox News. I don't think they should necessarily equate that what's happening in the real estate market, right?
I don't think so. No, I think they're apples and oranges. I really, you know, I totally agree. I would love to know what your thoughts are on loans. And I think, and we talked about it briefly offline, but, you know, what are you seeing as far as, sorry, I'm turning into the interviewer.
Yeah. So
what are you seeing for loans? You know, people getting a loan, are you having problems with that?
So we're not having a problem with funding. We're having a problem with meeting interest rates that people think they should get. So a lot of people think they should be getting rates in the low threes, because there was a period of about 3 days where we were down into like the low 3.125 range on a 30-year fix. And they see the calamity that's happening, and they go, well, hey, it's all really bad out there still, so rates should still be the same.
It should be better.
Right?
Yeah.
I agree they should be better. The issue that we have in the lending world is capacity. It's capacity both operationally and capacity both financially. So those two factors are what's really driving interest rates up right now. And there is some sort of fear-mongering that's happening out there with investors coming in and out of the mortgage-backed security market. And so, so basically, people need to have perspective and then realize everything's going to be okay. So interest rates are really, really good, right, Allison? I mean, 3.5%.
I think they're amazing still.
You know,
when you look at the bigger picture, not 2 weeks ago, but the whole, you know,
exactly. And where we're going to be in the future. So the first wave of refinances that went through for the last 3-4 weeks that we're starting to close out across Country Mortgage with my team, they're going to close, they're going to fund, they're going to pay off other lenders. And that's now actually there's some rules that were enacted by the Treasury Department that are allowing that money to go right back in to be lent, to be lent out. So when a lender gets paid off, now they can relend the money. And,
nice.
And so when that happens and the demand for mortgages falls, which it has already, it's already collapsed. The demand for new mortgages is already way lower than it was. You're not going to see that yet in the press, but I'm just telling you it is. Because I'm feeling it. So that's going to actually, when those loans go through, then rates will come down again because capacity will open up. So it's supply and demand. So right now there's lenders that are not wanting to make cash out loans because they're scared that those will get refinanced out in the future because they know rates are going to come down. Mm-hmm. So be patient.
Okay.
Be patient because we all know the rates are coming down. So I'm setting up all my clients to be ready to succeed. And at the top of the hour, I talked about how I need all my clients to participate. You know, I'm not just, it's kind of like you, Allison. You probably get a call. Someone says, hey, I saw this property on Zillow and I want you to go see it, right? But you have a pre-qualification process, right? I mean, you want to make sure that they're really a valid buyer, or bona fide buyer, and, you know, that they're pre-approved. Well, we go through that with all of our refinances now as well. So I'm not just throwing rate quotes out there without actually getting something in return for my clients to participate in the process, you know?
And George, you did...
Well, yeah, otherwise,
You mentioned something about that lending might stop. What is that about?
Yeah, thanks for reminding me of that. We covered so much ground.
Yeah.
So think back to the fires, floods, mm-hmm. earthquakes, mm-hmm. hurricanes, tornadoes. When those things happen in a region, it's considered a disaster area.
Okay.
So when there's a federal disaster area, lenders stop making loans.
Okay.
We're seeing today the president enacted some sort of defense act. I'm not sure which one it was. I'm not a political scientist. If we get to a level where he enacts a federal disaster area based on cities, counties, or even the country, loans will not be made until that's lifted.
Okay.
So what we're concerned about is, let's say the city of San Francisco hypothetically gets where there's 10,000 cases and they enact a federal disaster area. No political scientists. I don't know how they're going to do that. If they do it, there'll be no loans made. Transactions can't close if they're financing.
Until that opens up again. Okay. All right.
Allison, I'm at the end of my time. Can you believe it?
I know. It goes so fast, doesn't it?
It does. Folks, thanks for joining us today. Allison Norman's a real estate agent with Keller Williams, and she also has her own show on Sundays from 9 to 10. It's Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison Norman. Thank you so much for being with us. We got to go. We got news coming. Thanks. Take care. Be safe.